Hello, hello, and welcome to the On My Mind podcast, a podcast where we talk about what's on our mind, how it impacts our day, whether it's for good or for bad. So we should keep good things on our mind so that we have good days. I talk about positive Christian mindset. I'm a Christian. I hope you are too. If you're not, there's still good, awesome things you can get from the podcast. So I thank you for joining me, and I'm happy you're here. We're talking about I Am on this series, and we've talked about I'm beloved and I am a masterpiece. And if you go back and listen to those episodes, if you are just hearing about this, that's awesome. If you've already heard this, we're continuing in this episode to talk about who I am and what God says about me. So today, I want to encourage you up front, share this podcast with someone you know can benefit. Rate us 5 stars if you haven't yet, and leave us a review on your podcast listening platform. It really helps the podcast. It helps it get heard by more people. I just love for more people to realize who they are in the Lord, who God has called them to be, and how awesome it is to serve God. Serving God is a gift. It's a benefit that we get to experience in our lives. And as we go into our lives, the good things we keep on our mind impact our day. They impact the people around us. All the things on our mind are going to really touch the lives of the people around us. So if we keep good things on our mind, we're going to have good days ahead of us. So today, I want you to say this about yourself. I am chosen. I'm chosen. So when you think chosen, what does that mean? You're pulled out. You're separated. You're chosen, right? Chosen. He chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. This is speaking to the amazing gift that Jesus gives us. He chose us before the world, for the creation of the world, to be set apart, holy and blameless in his sight. God's not surprised by the things that we do and we mess up, but God already knew that. What a thought, right? God already knew that. God already had a plan to pay for that by sending Jesus as a free gift. Now, because of what Jesus did, we can receive that and be holy and blameless in his sight. That's some of the best news you'll hear your whole life. Guarantee it. So think about that. Before the earth was formed, God already selected you. He knew that you would make this decision. He knew what your life would look like, according to Psalms 139:16. Go read it for yourself. The Bible is full of awesome things that tell you about what God knows, and that his thoughts are way higher than our thoughts. His ways are higher than our ways. So he knew the kind of person that you would turn out to be and the impacts that you could have on those around you. We need to be good stewards of those impacts. He already knows what's going to happen, so you can't hide anything from him, and you don't have to. That's the best part, is he already knows. But he's always there for you to talk to him and for you to realize he picked you. I am chosen. Say that again to yourself. I am chosen. You may feel rejected. You may feel overlooked. You may feel like nobody cares about you. It's like, I'm insignificant. I feel like we all have felt that way a time or two. But the good news is that the King of the universe, the creator of everything you see around you, that formed you in your mother's womb, that knew you and knit you together, that loves everything about you and can number all the hairs on your head, he chose you. well before you were ever here today, listening to this podcast or watching it. Imagine that. Think about that today. This is true for those around you also. This is true for each and every person. So go out and impact the people around you, because God would have it that everyone is saved. God would have it that everyone chooses him and therefore would be chosen. I want to read this next scripture. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness and into wonderful light. You are a chosen people, royal priesthood, holy nation, God's special possession. God loves you. God adores you. And God chose you. God knit you together. God loves who you are and wants to develop you and guide you in a life that is meant to be love, to love those around you and to be loved by God. I encourage you to pull out the Bible today to read some of the amazing things he says about you. Read the amazing things he promises you if you just have a relationship with him. If you just take the time you need to with him, he's going to reward that. And it's not like a do-get relationship. So if you do this, you'll get this. It's like you get this, so do this, right? It's like you get to be called chosen, to be a child of God. So act like it. So we now have a responsibility to share the love of Jesus with those around us. Not because anything that's like an or else or a shameful, you know, type of idea, but because of it's so awesome to be a part of the love that God has for us. Why wouldn't we want everyone else around us to be able to experience that? That's my thought today, is like, if I am going into this day knowing that I'm chosen and that they could be too, why wouldn't I want to share the good news of the gospel with them? If Jesus paid the price for everyone, why haven't I told them yet? This really encourages me to take the time today to encourage my brother, to encourage someone around me that, hey, I'm chosen by God. Did you know that you are too? And, you know, maybe you're not comfortable with anything like that yet, but hey, I got some good news for you. And it's that I have a relationship with Jesus and that I can pray with you anytime you need. So, you know, if it's something like that, or maybe it's just, hey, how are you doing today? You look kind of down. Are you okay? You know, spark a conversation and see where God leads it. God is the one who really calls their hearts back to him, but he can use you as that spark, that realization in their mind that leads them to start asking themselves those questions. So don't think it's all your job or don't feel like you have this weight on your back now, but just realize that you're chosen to do something today in your world. And it's a great opportunity. It's an amazing opportunity that you have. I hope this encourages you. Again, please share this episode with someone if you feel it could encourage them. Have a wonderful and blessed day.
Thank you for listening to my dad's podcast.
What's up, guys? I wanted to talk to you really quick about a brand that I got to be an ambassador of, and it's Emmaus Apparel. This shirt right here is Emmaus Apparel. They're a great company based on having gospel conversations with people and repping Jesus with your clothing. Let them know that I sent you by using coupon code REMY, Remy, in the checkout. You can find the link to their site attached either in my bio or commented on this video. I just wanted to let you know how awesome their apparel is. You can also scan the QR code on your screen. Go check it out now because it's pretty awesome, guys. They have a ton of different cool shirts and pieces of apparel. They have some cool stickers and they drop new products pretty often. Go check them out. Please let them know that I sent you by using code Remy for 15% off in the store. And go shop now. Thank you for listening to the On My Mind podcast. As a reminder, it's awesome when you rate the podcast on your listening platform. So if you're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or Google Podcasts, please take a moment and rate this podcast 5 stars. Thank you.